Anti-Hindu Siege of Leicester. Streets of Leicester were a scene of absolute horror as Hindu flags hung in smoldering tatters and Hindu homes were left wide open with smashed doors and vandalized cars. The minority Hindu population of Leicester continues to live in terror as tensions remain high, with the possibility of scales tipping over at any minute over the slightest provocation and malicious propaganda by Islamist ringleaders over the internet. Hindus around the world are left wondering what went wrong after all. Justifying vandalization of Hindu properties, British Hindus constitute one of the most gainfully employed, law-abiding and high-value minorities in the United Kingdom, and this is not my bias toward my brethren speaking, but statistics indicate this. The percentage of imprisoned Hindus in the United Kingdom is 0%, and you can always count on British Hindus to walk on the right side of British streets. Then there's some characters like Mohammed Hijab, the Egyptian YouTuber and repeat offender who has time and again broken laws, jeopardized peace and carried out violent demonstrations in the past, including the one where he marched calling for blood of the Jews and threatened to kill the police dogs that were being used to dissipate the situation. The same character was centrally found making speeches to large mobs of young Muslims and inciting them with all types of stereotypes about the Hindus and using a dangerous extremist religious rhetoric to justify vandalizing Hindu properties and terrorizing them to no end. India and Pakistan Asia Cup cricket match on August 28, 2022, Muslim men, who had come to watch the cricket match from several UK towns, deliberately intimidated the local Indian Hindu community. They made hate speeches and used racial slurs in addition to publicly attacking and damaging private Hindu property. Islamists spreading falsehoods. Social media has been awash with malicious posts from such Islamist extremist leaders, including false reports that Hindu youth had attached a mosque in Leicester and kidnapped a young Muslim girl from the premises. It was deliberately spread in an attempt to collect a mob of unsuspecting Muslim youth and unleash them upon innocent Hindus. Many Hindu fatalities were prevented when Leicester police timely debunked these Islamist reports, but the same cannot be said for Hindu properties which bore the brunt of the Islamist agenda. A similar pattern can be traced to the Pooj massacre of Hindus in Bangladesh in the year 2021, when false rumors were spread that a Hindu had desecrated the Quran. Many Hindus were dead and countless were left violated until the authorities finally found out that a Muslim had placed a desecrated Quran at a puja pandal to orchestrate a massacre of Hindus in the country where the Hindu population has more than halved in the last 3 decades. For a very long time now, Hindu homes have been vandalized on Muslim-majority streets in a bid to corner them and terrorize them into fleeing those localities. Similar attacks have been sustained by Hindu businesses as well in the region. It is only now that such attempts are being met with resistance, only to be termed tensions between minorities. It is a popular and widely accepted theory that the recent India vs Pakistan matches have been the source of the escalating tensions between the Hindu and Muslim communities in Leicester, but that is not the case. For a very long time now, Hindu homes have been vandalized on Muslim-majority streets in a bid to corner them and terrorize them into fleeing those localities. Similar attacks have been sustained by Hindu businesses as well in the region. It is only now that such attempts are being met with resistance, only to be termed tensions between minorities. It has managed to absolutely whitewash the deeper agenda of creating an absolute monopoly. Intervention of Indian government needed. Tensions akin to the siege of Leicester are flaring up in the Midlands, including Birmingham and Nottingham. The most recent anti-Hindu attack includes the mobbing of the Durga Bhavan in Birmingham, where a mob of over 200 Islamist youth descended upon the premises making efforts to scale the walls and vandalize the faith of one of the last remaining indigenous practices of the world. Riot police continue to keep the mob at bay, but it is time for every Hindu to work for a future where we are not violated so brutally and mercilessly. It is also time for the Indian government to support its people living in the UK, especially when as a country they have often discussed our internal matter of Kashmir in their parliament. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.